A body lies in the snow near an exclusive Highland wilderness retreat. One of nine friends won't be returning to London after this New Year celebration. But which one, and why? Lucy Foley's atmospheric thriller transports us to Loch Corran, a remote lodge accessible only by a single track that could easily become impassable in heavy snow. Here, a group of Oxford University friends has gathered for their annual celebration. Miranda and Julian, the golden couple, Nick and his boyfriend Beau, new parents Samira and Giles with baby Priya, Mark and Emma, and Katie, the only single one. From the moment they arrive, there's a sense of unease. The modernist glass lodge sits like a spaceship landed on the lock bank, creating an unsettling fishbowl effect. The gamekeeper Doug, a taciturn former Marine, and lodge manager Heather warn them about rapidly changing weather conditions and the presence of poachers with hunting rifles, warnings that foreshadow the danger to come. As they raise their glasses in celebration, they're unaware that, for one of them, this New Year's gathering will be their last. Beneath the veneer of camaraderie lies a complex web of long, festering resentments and jealousies. Miranda, the group's magnetic center, treats Emma as a reliable, non-challenging companion, giving Miranda a delicious sense of power that reveals their unhealthy dynamic. Miranda's relationship with Katie is similarly complicated. Friends since school, Miranda was the golden girl with money who inexplicably chose mousy Katie as her friend. Katie remains the introvert to Miranda's extrovert, perpetually the understudy to the star. As they gather for dinner, they seem like actors performing friendship, laughing too hard, drinking too much, watching each other warily. Their interactions are performative rather than genuine, showing how time has eroded their once close bonds. The facade cracks during a New Year's Eve game of Truth or Dare when revelations expose hidden secrets, including a past relationship between Miranda and Giles they've concealed from everyone, especially his wife Samira. Each character carries a burden from their past. Doug, the gamekeeper, suffers from undiagnosed PTSD from his Afghanistan service. After surviving a Taliban attack under murky circumstances, he nearly strangled a man in a Glasgow bar who called him a coward, an incident that deeply scarred him despite avoiding jail. Heather, the lodge manager, retreated to this remote location after losing her firefighter partner Jamie to smoke inhalation. Coming here was almost like dying, but more palatable than the pills and bridge jump she had contemplated. Miranda endures years of being stalked, something she's transformed into a dinner party routine, but which still haunts her. Her stalker knew intimate details about her life, including her shoplifting and a pregnancy scare after cheating on Julian. Emma never felt like a real person, instead collecting personalities. After being removed from schools for stalking, she became obsessed with Miranda at Oxford, seeing her as the perfect host for Emma's parasitic personality. Katie's affair with Julian and unexpected pregnancy creates a web of deception threatening the group. As Heather notes, stress reveals the animal nature beneath their civilized veneer. The deer-stalking expedition awakens something primitive in the group. Doug provides waterproof gear and rifles from a keypad-secured barn. The presence of 10 lethal-looking rifles introduces a Chekhov's gun element. We know one will eventually be used for murder. During target practice, civilized facades crumble. Julian's jaw tightens with each shot, Mark wears a snarl, and mild-mannered Giles seems transformed. Emma excels, earning Doug's observation that women are more accurate, more deadly, a prophetic comment. As they trek through the brutal, cold, and boggy heather, the group quickly grows comfortable and competitive with killing. Doug recognizes that something primeval has been awakened, what hunters call buck fever. The hunt culminates with Emma shooting a doe, followed by Doug anointing her face with blood. This expedition serves as both literal and metaphorical preparation for the human hunt to follow. The friends have been stalking each other for years through subtle manipulations, and now those hunting instincts turn deadly. the New Year's Eve celebration becomes the breaking point where tensions finally erupt. As midnight approaches, fireworks reflect like a scream-like sound across the water, creating an ominous atmosphere. The ultimate betrayal unfolds when Miranda discovers Julian performing oral sex on Katie in the sauna. Miranda's devastation deepens upon learning Katie is pregnant, feeling as if her friend has stolen what should have been Miranda's baby. When confronted, Julian pathetically blames Katie for seducing him, then accidentally reveals they'd also slept together years earlier while Miranda was at her grandmother's funeral. The betrayals permeate the entire group. Mark knew about the affair but remained silent despite his obsession with Miranda. Giles and Miranda had a secret relationship unknown to Samira, and even Emma harbors hidden resentment. In this isolated wilderness, far from London's social constraints, these betrayals can no longer be contained, culminating in violence. After discovering Julian and Katie's betrayal, Miranda writes a note to Julian, her hand shaking violently as she tears through the paper twice. Her goal is to destroy him completely, just as he has destroyed everything she thought she knew. Miranda visits Emma's cabin, finding it meticulously neat. What begins as friendly conversation turns sinister when Emma reveals her disturbing obsession with Miranda, causing her to flee in horror. Later, drunk and desperate, Miranda forces her way into Doug's cabin at 4 a.m. When rejected, she calls him a fucking coward, words triggering his PTSD and unleashing the red flood of his anger, making him appear suspicious after her murder. Emma later steals Doug's rifle and confronts Katie by the lock, blaming her affair with Julian for causing everything. As Katie realizes Emma killed Miranda, Emma shoots her. Doug and Heather witness this, with Heather taking the bullet meant for Katie. At trial, Emma presents herself as a meek, contrite figure, claiming self-defense. Despite overwhelming evidence, the jury delivers only a 4-year manslaughter sentence, a travesty. The most chilling aspect of this story is the gap between appearance and reality. Emma, seemingly the most harmless and devoted member, proves the most dangerous. Her confession reveals she never felt like a real person and developed a habit of collecting personalities rather than developing her own. Emma's obsession with Miranda began during their Oxford interviews, instantly drawn to her magnetic personality. Miranda made the perfect target, being too self-absorbed to notice the void within Emma. What makes Emma truly disturbing is her self-awareness of her emptiness. Unlike the others who deceive themselves, Emma knows exactly what she isn't. Her meticulous planning, observation of group dynamics, and ultimate violence all stem from this fundamental hollowness. The revelation recontextualizes every interaction: her concern about meals, distress over the broken table, apparent devotion to Miranda, revealing the sinister obsession beneath. The true horror lies not in the Highland wilderness, but in the human heart, where dark currents flow beneath seemingly placid surfaces.